The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
You know, there are days when I went, ooh, they say that God doesn't give you more than you can handle. He must think I'm really tough. Yeah. And I had to find moments to laugh, right? I think if the enemy can steal your joy, then he gets your strength. Mm-hmm. And if he gets your strength, then you're not really going to be able to fight the fight.
Next on Life Today, author Holly Wagner helps equip us to fight the good fight and do more than just survive.
Well, we got Holly Wagner with us, and she's got a book. It's got boxing gloves. Well, they're pink. a little bit sissy, you know, but she says she's a warrior.
Oh, now
chick.
You're starting already. Yeah,
she's got her gloves on over here already. And it's a powerful book. She says, Rising Strong When Life Wants to Take You Down. And she's actually, I think, been through some things that most people say would take you down. So join me and Betty in welcoming Holly Wagner back to Life Today. You've been here quite a few times with Women of Faith.
Yeah.
I know Women of Faith's kind of winding down as we've known it, but there are a lot of women of faith like yourself who are just going to continue to share. Tell me what you're implying here, warrior chicks, because we're not talking about raising chickens. We're talking about girls.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, let me be sure, yeah. We are talking about really suiting up and going into battle.
Yeah, well, you know this. I've heard you talk about it. Just the time in history that God has trusted us with. This time that is filled with more heartbreak and more disease and more famine and more catastrophe on the big scale, the global scale. That's what's happening today.
And more threats, actually, against everything that in any way implies security or peace.
Right.
We're under constant threat of not only being hurt, but destroyed.
Right, so there's the big global threats,
right.
And then there's just the everyday challenges that we all deal with, whether it's cancer or the loss of a loved one or a marriage breaks down. So there's the big global battles and then the everyday battles. And I think sometimes we think that courage is only for the big extreme things, you know, jumping out of an airplane or going on a big trip, but sometimes it's just everyday courage. And so that's really what Warrior Chicks is about. It's about having the courage, about rising as the warrior, and just the everyday battles that we fight. You know, because as you know, we are not living in peacetime. And sometimes we can try to pretend that we are, but we are living in wartime. And we better suit up. We better put on the armor. You know, Ephesians 6 talks about that armor. And the interesting thing, I wrote a chapter about the armor. And the interesting thing about it is that nowhere are we told to take it off.
That's right.
We're told to
put on the armor. Don't take off the armor.
Don't take it off. And then the other interesting thing, you can fix me if I'm wrong. Correct. But the other interesting thing I noticed about the armor is there's not much to cover our backside because we're actually not supposed to be running from the battle, but straight up the middle of it. God's trusting us. Mm-hmm. He says, I've equipped you. You do this. You can fight this battle, whatever it is.
And he says he's our rear guard.
Yes.
So
yes.
He'll cover us.
He'll cover us if we just
keep moving on.
Head into battle.
Yeah. Exactly. And it is fierce. And it is raging.
Yeah.
And many people don't even seem to know there is a battle and live so defeated and so downtrodden they just miss the battle. They didn't even get suited up. And we must because it is raging and it is against the purpose of God in our lives. Yeah. This is where the enemy wants to take us out.
Yeah.
He's not so mad at us as he's angry with the very possibility of what God wants to do with us and his kingdom purpose in us. All right, you've been through some battles.
Well, you know, just even to your point right there, when the enemy wanted to take out, you know, Moses as a baby, it wasn't because of what Moses was doing as a baby, it was because of ultimately what he would do.
What God's
and when he wanted
was.
To take out Jesus, it wasn't because Jesus was doing, you know, as that infant, it was because of what he would do.
Exactly.
He's more afraid of my tomorrow. He's more afraid of what God's trusted me with.
Right.
So that's why we have to understand who we are. And, you know, 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer and fought my own battle. And, you know, I didn't choose that battle, but I had to fight it. And there are some battles that choose you, and you have to make the decision, you know, to rise in the midst of them. And then, boy, this last year has just been, have you ever had one of those years?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
oh my
we have.
Gosh.
Sad to say, but yes.
Yeah, just horrible. And, you know, it started with my father passing away suddenly. And then just shortly after that, we kind of had some identity theft issues that tens of thousands of dollars were stolen from us personally. And then the FBI had to get involved, and we actually never got it back. And then just had to deal with a betrayal. And that's a really horrible thing, to hear someone say things about you that just isn't true. Hmm. And then to have to just wrestle with that. And then so you're kind of getting one punch after the other. And then my husband gets diagnosed with lymphoma. So now we're dealing with that. And then we finally get him through that. And then he, I guess because his immune system was so compromised that he got shingles and like got a really bad case where he couldn't even walk for
Goodness.
3 months. And you know men, when they get sick.
We're sick.
Yeah. Capital S sick.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Most people don't understand. It's hard to imagine.
It's magnified.
It is. So
we want to make sure you know.
And every day.
And I'm like a good nurse for like 10 days, and then I'm like, okay, snap out of this.
I don't believe that.
No.
No, I think you suited up for battle.
I did. And so I just, the thing I learned is that wouldn't it be great if battles came one at a time? Like, wouldn't that be so tidy? Mm-hmm. You know, if it just came and you could rest in between them.
Right.
No, but they come one at a time. And so when he talks about the sword, you know, that the sword is his word, and that's what we fight the battles with. And so for me, it was like, okay, so I'm, you know, fighting the battle of sickness on this side. I'm declaring that Jesus is my healer, and that, you know, it tells me that God took sickness from the midst of us. So I'm fighting that. And then right when I'm in the middle of fighting that, and then we have to deal with the financial loss. So then I have to swing my sword over here and deal with that. And then you have to deal with the lies that people are saying about you over here. So if you're going to be a warrior, you actually have to let his word, use his word, and fight the battles.
By the way, were you writing this book when all this started, or had you already written it, or were you nearly through with it when it intensified?
Yeah, can you remind me to never write a book called Warrior again? Because...
In other words, even in the midst of it, or while you're saying these things are true, it intensifies.
Yeah, yes.
It's like, and I would say, Holly, that for that battle to intensify, that it's not just against you, but what you're sharing could do for these other people who need to become warriors.
Yeah.
So it really, some of you might say, well, I really don't want to get in the will of God if it's going to intensify. I'm going to tell you something, the misery when you're not suited up and walking in the shelter and shadow of the Almighty is indescribable.
Yeah.
But you do expect battles to intensify when you sign on to win with the winner.
Right.
But I'm telling you, the excitement of being in the battle. Look how many of you will become excited about some sporting event. My wife is a sports nut. I mean, she really is. I wish you could just watch her cheer for the Cowboys. And sometimes I think they're not worth cheering for, honey. Come on. And she cheers for the Rangers. And she cheers for the Mavericks. And she's pulling for them. People like an intense battle.
Yeah.
And they like it when they beat somebody that's good, not somebody that's crummy. We beat somebody good.
Yeah.
And we need to understand, we have been invited to the most intense battle, and we have been given the armor and the ability to win a Super Bowl trophy virtually every week.
That's exactly right.
That's what God's given us. Now, you can live that exciting life, but you got to suit up. So here you are in the midst of it, and everything you've been talking about now, you're having to live out. So how did things go, and how did you do in the midst of it?
Well, certainly some days are better than others, right, in the midst of it, but... You know,
but he never leaves you even when you're down.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I had to just remind myself who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, there are days when I went, ooh, they say that God doesn't give you more than you can handle. He must think I'm really tough. And I had to find moments to laugh. Mm-hmm. Right? I think if the enemy can steal your joy, then he gets your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And if he gets your strength, then you're not really going to be able to fight the fight. And I also had to realize that I have a responsibility. You know, my husband and I pastor a church. We've been pastoring a church for 30 years together, which that's a miracle, too, that we've managed to do that and not kill each other. But it's been awesome. you know, in the city of Los Angeles. Mm. And
Anything but the city of angels.
Yes, I love that city. I love that God's trusted us with that city. And my heart bleeds and breaks and loves my city. And nothing makes me happier than every weekend to see, you know, dozens and dozens of people make decisions for Christ in our services. So I love that. So he's trusted, you know, us with that city. So for me, I realized that I don't have the luxury of abdicating a battle. I don't have the luxury of walking away because there are people looking to me to see how to navigate it. You know, in Titus chapter 2, I'd read through the Bible plenty of times, which is helpful when you're a pastor to read the Bible. And but there was one time when Titus chapter 2 just kind of jumped out at the pages of me. And this part basically said, older woman, your job is the younger woman. You know, it says it to the men too, but woman. And I remember reading, awesome. When I get to be 106, then I'll be that old woman and I'll help all those young women. And God said to me, is there anybody younger than you on the earth? I'm like, well, like a few people. And he said, well, then she's yours. So for me, then that changed how I communicated. It changed how I wrote books. I realized that I have a responsibility to bring a generation through that knows the word, that knows how to stand on the word, that knows how to use the word, that knows how to have joy in the hard times. So I don't have the luxury of backing away because I have responsibility to hand the baton to a generation, right? Christianity is a relay race.
Sure.
And the focus isn't on me, it's on the baton, right? My job is to, as good as I can, run my lap.
It's so needed, I think, especially today because of broken homes. You know, people, so many families are single parent homes.
Yeah.
And we need that encouragement for those that have been through some of the battles that we're facing, you know. And the younger generation, I look at them, I think, God's taught me a lot, you know, in the years that I've been here on this earth. And the things that I treasure so much in my heart, I don't need to keep them in my heart. I need to let them out and share them for the benefit of those. So, you kind of pass the baton.
Yeah, again, I think we have an obligation to. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, there are people who have managed to stay married for 52 plus years and, you know, still like each other, like most of the time, right?
We do.
Most of the time. And that's another show. We'll get to that one.
Yes, we will.
But people need
God
to know.
God said we'd have battles, didn't he?
While you're a warrior.
I need some new material.
I thought this thing was going pretty good.
And then there are people who have, who have navigated abuse. Well, we need to know how they did. What did you do that did that? Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what I'm saying. We have a responsibility and an obligation to actually help bring strong the generation through. And the older I get, there's a lot more young people now. Mm-hmm. So I just think we have that responsibility is to realize that there's a baton exchange coming.
You know, one of the things, Holly, that I think is so critical if we're going to understand what it is to be really suited up in the armor of God and the fullness of His Spirit, and that is to have a love for people that never moves the Word of God or the will of God to accommodate the failure. You know, right now we're seeing the tragic taking of the most innocent life in the wombs of mothers, more than died in the Holocaust and even in some of the world wars. And somehow we've let it go on. We're beginning to see how really, truly horrific it is. Sometimes for the first time, people are seeing it clearly. But we've got an assault on marriage, and then we've got this same-sex attraction. And I really believe this is very important. If we're suited up in the fullness of God, we're going to look at people who are defeated in any area, and we're going to look at them as we want someone to look at us in the areas where we're defeated. Whatever it is, whatever compulsive behavior or attitude or action or addiction or compulsion that just seems to hold you, and you want somebody to reach out, but you don't want to move the standard, you want to move to it. No matter where a person is, love them. But don't move or change the truth of God into a lie in order to accommodate their weakness or the area of their defeat. Say to them, we love you, but let's move to the standard. You don't really love someone who's addicted to drugs by telling them, well, it's okay. Most people are using drugs today. Well, a lot of people use drugs today. It's no big deal. Yes, it is a big deal because it is taking away the life that you could live. And when we miss the truth of God, we're missing all that He is offering us freely. It is for freedom that Christ made us free. He wants us to live as overcomers. But when we're defeated, we don't need someone clubbing us with the standard. We need someone saying, you can go here. And Jesus kept the full standard perfectly, and He wants to be in you to enable you to be an overcomer. Isn't this the message that a warrior chick needs to communicate? Isn't this the message the church needs to communicate in this age when there's so many people that are hurting and defeated?
Yeah, but you know what I find just even in Los Angeles, obviously, that's a pretty interesting
city. Well, your whole state has almost embraced the things that God says are against the standard.
Yeah.
And it's sad, isn't it?
So for me, my job is to love the people.
Absolutely.
Is to demonstrate the heart of the Father.
Absolutely.
And I find the better I am at doing that, then the more people are intrigued with this love.
That love, exactly.
And they go, what?
It's magnetic.
What is it?
It's magnetic. Yeah. And, you know, I was just in a store the other day just chatting with a woman, and by the end, I thought she was just going to follow me out the door.
It should be.
She wanted to know what I knew.
Mm-hmm. And lift me up and I draw me into myself.
Yeah.
And women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because I was telling her how wrong she was.
No.
You know, I just was loving her, finding something to agree in.
Exactly.
Love her.
And you love her. Here's the thing. This is a good book. I hope you get it. But let me just say something to all of you watching. I don't know what's going on in your family. I don't know what's going on in your life. But I know the God who is able to lift you up out of any pit of despair, any valley of the shadow of pain or death, and prepare a table before you in the presence of accusers and enemies, and lead you beside still waters and green pastures. Make up to you for the years the locusts have eaten. Father, I pray for every person watching today. I feel like there's some you're just really speaking to. They've wanted to move the standard to accommodate their failure or their rebellion. But today they want to return to it. They want to look to the cross and see the price you paid for them to have life. In Jesus' name, the phone number there is a prayer line. Someone will be glad to pray with you today. Love to send you a book called Knowing God as Father. It's a simple little introduction to knowing Him and then a Bible study that's so simple, but you'll like it. And if you'd like to have Holly's book, we'd be glad to send it to you. Would you like to say thanks to Holly for just telling her story and for writing and serving as a pastor and church leader?
Pick on you.
Well, we love being here, and here's what we want you to see. Holly, here's a beautiful woman who was actually a fashion model who had actually been sexually abused and trafficked and found freedom, but left her role as a model to go back and rescue children that have been sold into sexual bondage. I want you just to watch, and then I want to tell you something. We have just had a family give us an opportunity to be part of a miracle. They have offered $820,000 to help us build a safe house for these children that need to be rescued from sex trafficking. I want you to watch this, and then let me tell you what it'll take to complete the miracle.
This is Gori and Malanga and Sunai, and they're ages 13, 14, and 4 years old. They're at terrible danger and at risk of being trafficked and sold into sex slavery. If we don't help them, that will be their fate.
The slums where we found these three sisters is where they call home. Today, their father is away at work. And while that seemed encouraging, their story took a turn when we learned his work is in the local brothels as a pimp. Their alcoholic mother seems indifferent to their plight. The grave reality for these sisters is a future that is deeply disturbing. Once they're sold as a sex slave, they'll go through a breaking-in period to subdue their will to fight back. Their virginities will be taken through rape, and they'll be beaten until they willingly surrender to their fate as a sex worker. As seen in this hidden camera footage, the brothel doors have locks not on the inside to keep them safe, but on the outside to keep them captive.
These children are so precious. It's incredible how vulnerable they are. We just want to protect them and let them be safe and go to school like all children should be able to enjoy their life.
Betty, it's almost impossible to imagine that precious children are taken into situations like that, but it's reality. So when you watch it, as a grandmother, a wonderful mother, and a caring person, what goes on in your heart?
I can't even, there's no words to describe the terror and the fear these precious children, these little girls, must live under day after day after day. And then when they're thrown into the action of the brothel, and they feel like that's the rest of their life, what life they have. If they don't obey them, they will kill them. If they don't do exactly what they say, they beat them, and they just destroy their lives. And I can't even, James, it's hard to even concentrate or think about what happens on a daily basis. I feel like they're saying, somebody care. And they're crying out in their little spirits, somebody notice. Mm-hmm. Please help me. Can you imagine being down in a well or something and hollering out, somebody help, help. I feel like that's what their hearts are crying out for.
Well, and God hears that cry because Jesus left the throne of glory and came to us to rescue us from bondage and destruction. And then he's left us here as witnesses. Giselle, that you watched, that girl, a model, a fashion model who had been trafficked earlier in her life. She basically left her career to go back and rescue in the very areas where she was hurt. And right now, we've got a miracle opportunity to build a rescue center, a safe haven, where we'll actually be able to get girls. We can't even tell you exactly where it's located. We cannot do that because we're going to take these children. We're actually going to be able to get them out of the situation and take them where they'll be protected and safe. Now, the people that risk their lives to work there, think about that. Think of the miracle of the love of God in them. And we're going to build the most beautiful center. I'm telling you, it looks like some kind of a complex built here in the States, and it would cost many millions of dollars to build it. I mean, it's just beautiful. And in the actual cost there, and I'm telling you exactly what it is, it's $1.23 million, almost $1.25 million. But here's the miracle. We're going to build that. When I say we, I'm talking about you, all of us together. Betty and I are going to do our part. But every one of you watching, I believe you're going to have a part. But here's the miracle. One family said, we so want to help. Our family is giving, out of our family foundation, $820,000 toward that amount. That means we need to raise, we right here together, you who are watching, we need to raise $410,000. Now, here's the miracle. That means what you give will be multiplied in its effect three times. You give $1,200, it's $3,600 impact. You give $40, and it's tripled to $120. You make the gift that God puts on your heart, it's multiplied. Father, I pray every person watching right now will go to lifetoday.org or go to the phone and make the best gift they can to set these precious children free. In Jesus' name, I believe you're going to do it. We have some gifts to send you. Sarah Young's incredible devotion, but the best of her devotions, incredibly illustrated. This is probably one of the most beautiful books that I have ever looked through. And what a gift Sarah Young is. Millions of books sold. This one is put together to be an inspiration in the beauty of God's creation and the power of His words. And then the Thomas Kincaid Forest Chapel painting, already framed, the canvas of it, to you a gift for giving these precious ones an opportunity to be free because of the love you express. Will you go to lifetoday.org right now? Or would you dial that number, take your bank card, use it like a check, and make the best gift you can? I believe you'll do it, and I want to say thank you. Please do it right now, and thank you for it.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Our dream is to build a unique child rescue center in Southeast Asia, a safe haven 100% dedicated to rescuing young victims from the sex traders and helping them begin the recovery from the abuse they have suffered. This dream of a new rescue center can soon become a reality with your support, combined with a promised $820,000 matching gift. All we have to do is raise an additional $410,000 to begin construction. That means your gift today will be matched 2-to-1, having a triple impact. Gifts of $20 will be tripled to $60. $40 will be tripled to $120. $80 will be tripled to $240. And generous gifts of $1,200 will be tripled to $3,600 to help us rescue children from sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Sarah Young's newest book, Peace in His Presence, Favorite Quotations from Jesus Calling. Also, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help us build the Child Rescue Center, and you may request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I believe God touched your heart. Thank you. And by the way, if you can't give, would you just pray, God, touch some other people like that family. Touch some people who can do something that would, for most of us, seem like an impossibility. But you do what you can, and prayer is no small thing. If you'd like to have Holly Wagner's book, Warrior Chicks, Rising Strong When Life Wants to Take You Down. Well, it's the enemy of life that's taking us down. It's what happens in life, and the enemy orchestrates it, but we can win because we have a mighty warrior in the Lord Jesus. Would you join Betty and me thanking Holly Wagner for being here?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a bright light and a witness in such a dark world. Aww. And the books in the bookstores, you help us help these children. I'd be glad to send it to you if you want it. Thank you so much for watching. Encourage your friends to watch. Go every day, stream.org. Check it out every day.
Tomorrow, Bible teacher and author Beth Moore illustrates how easy it is for us to point out other people's messes, even as we make our own. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.